This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. You know it. I know it. And we always talk about it. So there you go. Anyways, how are you? Today is Wednesday, July the 3rd of 2024, day 185th of the year, and only 181 days remaining. We are actually broadcasting from an undisclosed area currently. No doubt about that. Anyways, as we broadcast, we're coming across Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Oh, you know how it goes. We hang out over there with those other people as well, because that's what we do. We do a little bit of everything, because that is how the, you know, the whole thing goes. So anyways, no, I am not gone. No, I am not dead. No, I am not incognito. But let's talk about it real quick. So let's see. It's been a hot minute since we've been together, no doubt about that. And let me explain, not so much the reasoning behind it, but really what has been going on, because I think that that's going to be an important portion for you and I to talk about. So I ended up having to go out to a remote area, because that's really what it boiled down to. And I went to this remote area to do an investigation. As I was doing the investigation, as I got back to my hometown, I realized that I was getting sick. And all of a sudden, boom, during the illness, boom, 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 I lost my voice. So for about a good week, I was voiceless. I knew for sure I couldn't do the show. So that's what's been going on. And then this week I had to travel. So I was traveling again this week, and I said, hey, you know what we need to do? Even though we're in a undisclosed area, we need to jump on today. We need to have a conversation. We need to let the people know what exactly is going on. So that's what's going on. That's what we're talking about today. That's why we're here. So we are back. I'm not dead. So that's an important part. But we are back with the Rated R Safety Show. And yes, of course, I decided to do this on the 3rd of July. So you and I both know that tomorrow's a holiday. So the question becomes, will I be here tomorrow? The odds of it, probably not, because everything will be gone. Everybody will be gone and undisclosed. But that's what's going on. So don't need to worry. Don't need to bother with anything. I am fine. I am still alive. I appreciate the people that have reached out wanting to know if the show had been canceled, if something had happened to me. Nope, I'm still here. And for the people who are like, well, you didn't respond. Well, I didn't respond because I didn't have a voice. So that's the reason behind it. So there you go. So let's get into the oddity that is the show, which is the Rated R Safety Show. If you're not familiar with what we do around here, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's really what it boils down to. No doubt about it. So I will tell you real quick, as we are hanging out, there is no video feed today. And there will probably be no video feed for the next little bit as we are kind of working out some kinks. I'll put it to you that way. In regards of the things that are going on. So that's what's happening. So let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Americans disclose what amount of money they need to live comfortably. We'll start talking about that here in just a little bit. Also, Jamie Foxx details last year's health scare, and then Wicked release gets bumped. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some stuff that's going on. We'll also disclose some general information on the things that are happening inside of the world out. So before I get into the news, you know, because I will tell you, I already have the newscasters that are waiting to talk about what's going on. Are you doing anything for the 4th? Are you going out of town? Is this the last day of the work week for you? I mean, I'll tell you, some people have been like really, really excited about, you know, not having to do the work-o-erco. And I mean, hey, I don't blame them. Who wants to really be doing any kind of work if you can avoid it? So there you go. Some people are super excited about some work stuff going on. Some people not excited about the work stuff going on. What do you got going on? Anything? Are you going out of town? I will tell you, I got to jump on a plane on Monday, and I was amazed on the amount of people that were pissed off on how backed up the TSA lines were inside of the airport in glorious Orlando. But I look at it from the standpoint of you have to be prepared when you have these longer weekends that people are going to try to get the hell out of Dodge. Just kind of the way that it works. No doubt about it. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? I have my friends at Feature Story News waiting to talk about what the hell's going on in the news. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting. Hurricane Beryl is hurtling towards Jamaica, having already caused terrible destruction in the Caribbean, killing at least 6 and leaving most of the inhabitants of Union Island homeless. Beryl is the earliest hurricane to have reached a Category 5. Experts are warning that it remains a Category 4 storm and extremely dangerous as it passes near or over Jamaica later and the Cayman Islands on Thursday. Amid louder calls for President Joe Biden to step down over his age and stumbling performance during last Thursday's televised debate against Donald Trump, the U.S. president has defended himself, saying his global travel had taken its toll. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's sentencing has been postponed following the United States Supreme Court's controversial decision to provide criminal immunity for U.S. presidents. He was due to appear in court in New York next Thursday, having been convicted for falsifying business records, a guilty verdict Trump says he'll appeal. Benji Heyer reports.
It's been quite the 24 hours for Donald Trump, the first current or former US president to be criminally convicted, now running for the White House again. He asked for his sentencing to be adjourned on the basis that the Supreme Court granted him immunity from prosecution for official actions he took while in office. It's not clear whether his crime in this case, concealing a payment to buy the silence of a porn star to cover up an affair in the final days of the 2016 election campaign, counts as an official act. But prosecutors agreed to his request, and that means the sentencing, whilst this is deliberated, is rescheduled until September 18th, well after the Republican National Convention, where Trump is set to formally accept the party's nomination for president in this year's race. His other criminal trials related to his attempts to overturn the 2020 election outcome and his alleged mishandling of classified documents have also been pushed, perhaps beyond the November 5th date on which Americans head to the polls. Benji Heyer, Washington.
Police teams are investigating the role of organizers after 116 people were killed in a stampede at a religious event in northern India. Officials say organizers had permission to host 80,000 people, but there were likely more than 200,000 at the event. Neha Punya has more.
some eyewitnesses talking about a possible dust storm that sparked panic right after that Hindu religious gathering ended. Some others talking about how there was a rush of devotees to try and meet the self-styled godman right as he tried to leave the exit, and that's what led to the crush and the stampede after. One thing that is common in every single account is that there was certainly overcrowding. Something sparked panic, and that's what led to that huge death toll.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Hurricane Beryl has confounded weather forecasters who say it is rare for such a strong storm to come so early in the tropical storm season. Beryl slammed into Grenada and St. Vincent in the Caribbean on Monday with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, a deadly Category 4 storm. It was the speed and pace of its acceleration that caught weather forecasters by surprise. Helen Hooker is a meteorologist at the University of Reading in the UK.
Well, what we've seen over the last year is actually the ocean temperatures have been at record levels. We need to limit warming of the atmosphere as much as possible because this is what's contributing to these warm ocean temperatures. At the moment in the tropical Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea, the temperatures are around 3 to 4 degrees above normal. This is normally what we would see around September, October time. So to have this in June and now July is incredibly unusual. And this really gives the fuel to the tropical cyclone for it to be able to intensify incredibly quickly.
She says the Atlantic can now expect a long and active hurricane season with a 60% chance of Hurricane Debby forming in the next week and presenting fresh dangers to the region. For people living in low-lying areas in particular, the intensity of Hurricane Beryl came as a surprise threat, and there may be many more to come. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Amid louder calls for President Joe Biden to step down over his age and stumbling performance during last Thursday's televised debate against Donald Trump, the US president has defended himself, saying his global travel had taken its toll. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah, some self-implosion always seems to be the thing that happens around here. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip-Em-Out Wednesday, no doubt about it. So anyways, let's get into the shit list real quick, because I think that that's going to be important for us to talk about everything that is going on inside of the world.
Are you ready?
Because I'm ready to go. So let's go ahead and do this real quick. No doubt. So let's talk about this. A Bankrate survey shows that the typical American thinks that earning about $186,000 will empower them to live comfortably, a figure only about 1 in 20 adults earn in the U.S. In this case, comfortable was closely defined as paying all bills, savings, with enough money left over to have some fun. The rich living comfortably doesn't imply that a measure of wealth either. In the same survey, Americans would need to earn about $250,000 a year to feel wealthy. This is according to Bankrate. So as you sit back this morning and we're talking about this, how do you feel? Is that something that you sit back and you go, yes, of course, with $250,000, I would feel comfortable. With $186,000, I would feel comfortable. I mean, are these numbers that would be something that's good for you or not really? I'm just asking. I just want to know. Oh, and I said 250,000. I'm sorry. I meant 520,000 for the rich, you know, the rich. Or is that too low? I don't know what you're making. I'm just throwing that out there as a number. So anyway, some things to think about. Anyway, take a listen to this. Most museums feature bones, tools, or other artifacts, but in one, northern Arizona is showing off a different part of history with piles of, are you ready for it? Of dung. Yeah, I said that correctly. A pile of dung. The museum has over 7,000 samples on display, from giant T-Rex poop to a teeny tiny termite turds. Yeah, for those concerns about the smell, Posium owner George Franson says that they have evaporated millions of years ago. So when the excrement were covered with sediment and replaced with minerals, making it rock hard. So in some aspects, I mean, I guess some people will ask, who knew that your could turn solid? So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, interesting, interesting, as we are talking right away. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. The FDA, yes, let's talk about it, has approved a new Alzheimer's drug this week that slowed down memory loss and maintained thinking abilities in clinical trials for people already diagnosed with these diseases. The drug Donanab, which will be marketed under the name Kisunla, I guess, attacks specific kinds of proteins in the brain that give the telltale signs of Alzheimer. So there you go. What do you think about this? Is this something that you would give some consideration to? Or is it something that you go, not touching it, not touching that thing? I'm just wondering. So here's the good thing. Yesterday was kind of a slow news day. Not a lot of stuff going on as I'm taking a look around. So let's talk about the Dow, because I think that that's going to be important. The Dow increased by 162 points to close at 39,332 on Tuesday. The S&P ticked up about 34 points to close at 5,509, and the NASDAQ increased by 149 points to close at 18,028. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel, and Brent crude closed at $87 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50 on Tuesday. Bitcoin was trading just around 61,907, and there was more than 2,936 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with about 105 such cancellations. Yeah, this goes back to the whole traveling thing. You know what I'm saying? In regards of how you're going to take a look at that and being able to travel accordingly if you're trying to get out of Dodge this week. So there you go. What else do we got? So let's see. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $138 million jackpot or a $65.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. You just have to start acting quickly, because that's the way that it goes around there. So are you playing the game? What are your thoughts about all this stuff? I always take a look at this stuff and I go, it's interesting to see on how people get all excited about some of the stuff that happens when you're starting to take a look at what's going on with playing the lottery. Like, is there a true expectation that you're going to win? And I only ask that question because people get all weirded out about stuff like this. Like, it becomes a strange conversation sometimes in regards of, like, there is like this expectancy. Like, I've hung out with people where they start telling me how much money they're going to spend on this, this, and that, based on a lotto thing that they haven't even won yet. So it becomes kind of weird.
Duh.
Just throwing that out there, just saying. Anyways, at the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about what was going on in some of the stuff that was going to be trending, and we talked a little bit about Jamie Foxx. So let's go ahead and get into that a little bit. Jamie Foxx says that last year's his health scare started after he took an Advil for a bad headache, telling his fans, "I was gone for 20 days. I don't remember anything," he recalled, while adding that there was finally on the road of recovery. Foxx was hospitalized in April of 2020. 23 after suffering medical complications while filming the Netflix movie Back in Action. He was treated at an Atlanta area hospital where doctors spent many hours trying to figure out what was going on. From where he went into a rehab center in Chicago for further treatments, he has never disclosed exactly what occurred. So that's according to the New York Post. So what do you think there? Some stuff, right? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting partial story if you take a look at some of this. I mean, I don't know. I look at some of this stuff and I always am, I'm not going to say I'm gung-ho, but I look at it and go, it's very interesting at times what people will get into and then kind of give partial information and not full information. So you're kind of going, did I get everything? Did I not get everything? It's like it becomes a weird world. I mean, what do you think about it? Is it a weird world to you when you look at it? Or you kind of go, it is what it is. And life goes on, dear John. Just some strange things sometimes. I mean, I guess it's when it's all hung about, people really don't want to go into tons of medical disclosures of what they have going on. And I get it. I mean, it makes sense to me of not wanting to talk about all the stuff that is going on, no doubt there. Anyway, so let's talk about some other things that are going on real quick. The beaches of Cornwall are full of treasures ranging from seashells and marine life to pieces of aquatic-themed Legos. Yes, I did say that. Pieces of the buildings that have said to been found to have been washed up on the shore since 1997 when a cargo ship called the Tokyo Express was hit by a rogue wave and knocked several containers into the sea. And one of those enormous containers was filled with 5 million individual Lego pieces en route from Denmark to North America. Ironically, the sets were the construct of Lego Pirates and Lego Aqua Zones. So many of the pieces featured creatures, boats, sailing gear, pirates garb, and more. With increased fascination over the finds, one resident created a Facebook group called Lego Lost at Sea for others to post their Lego treasures. So there you go. Also, in some other news, a Supreme Court ruling on Monday softened the ground for former President Donald Trump to delay the special counsel investigation of his alleged election interference charges this past election day. The court clarified that any actions Trump took in his official capacity as president are protected for criminal prosecution. But wait, no one is off the hook yet. The judges overseeing the case will have to rule whether the special counsel charged Trump for actions taken as an official or a private capacity. Those filing motions and processes will take at least a few weeks, if not months, as if they're ensuring the appeals of the judge's final decision. So there you go. What do you think about this? I think, you know, political climate always gets pretty interesting during these times of the year, because you know, the closer that we get to election season, it's always one of those things that you look at it and you go, where are we going to go now? Because if the strange hasn't happened yet, you know, it's going to, because there is just no doubt, because that's kind of the world of politics that we live in. No doubt about it. So what do you think? Do you think it's going to be a total cluster, or do you think it's just going to be world as normal? I don't know. I always kind of wait and go, it's going to be interesting to see. No doubt about it. Anyways, North Korea state media reported on Monday the successful test of a tactical ballistic missile able to carry a 4.5-ton warhead. Yeah, that's 4.5-ton warhead. North America state media reported on Monday that information. On Sunday, the South reported North that had launched at least 2 missiles, one that appeared to have exploded in a flight over the land, a detail of the North conventionally left out in its announcement. Up next, the North says that the conduct of a similar test later this month to test a heavy warhead explosion. This is according to Reuters. So be on the lookout for that. So there you go. Anyway, some other news. Take a listen to this. There is no knocking down T. Swift. Yeah, well, there you go. For the 10th consecutive week, Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department, sits at number one Billboard number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart. It's her third album to hit the milestone, joining 1989 and Fearless, which was spent 11 weeks on top of the Billboard. So what do you think? Are you excited about it? Or you look at it and do you go, interesting information. It's kind of a weird thing. I always look at, you know, does it popular music, does it mean that everybody likes it? Or is it just one of those things that it's kind of in and about and around and about? Who knows? It's just different. So there you go. Let me talk about this real quick. One of Ray Liotta's final films is set to hit the theaters on Labor Day week in the 19. It's called 1992. Star Liotta and Scott Eastwood as a father-son duo who plot a dangerous heist to steal catalytic converters. Tyson Gibbons also stars, playing a guy named Mercer, to who he is trying to rebuild his life during the uprising following Rodney King's verdict. He also works as a factory Liotta and Eastwood characters plan to steal from, leading to a collision course none of the men saw coming. So there you go. Snoop Dogg serves as executive producer of the flick, and also worth remembering, Liotta passed away in May of 2022 from a heart and respiratory issues. He was 67. At the time of his passing. So as you take a look at this, he's been in some interesting movies prior to his passing that he had filmed. I want to make sure that I phrase that properly. Because if you take a look at it, Cocaine Bear was another one of those movies that he had filmed prior to his passing. And a lot of people seem to be pretty excited about it. So I take a look at it and I go, have you taken a listen to some of the movies, or watching some of the movies that he had been in prior to his death? And I'm talking about the ones towards the end in particular. I'm not talking about Goodfellas, because I mean, Goodfellas, you know, people are going to talk about Hannibal. People are going to talk about, especially if you've never seen Hannibal, you should probably go back there and take a look-see at that particular one. It does have a scene that when you see it, you're never going to forget that you saw it. No doubt about that. As we are talking. So as we go through the whole process and talking about a little bit about everything, what do you look at when you take a look around and looking at movies that you want to take a gander at? Some people are very specific and will go, I only watch movies that have my favorite actor, such as blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I look at it and I go, I just watch movies to try to be entertained, not anything else. That's the one I'm looking for, but that's me. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Because we're so close to 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and get into our main story? Because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time on this lovely Whipabout Wednesday. No doubt about that, as we are hanging and banging and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So anyways, as we're hanging out today, I want to talk to you real quick, because you know that you and I do some very interesting work. We do the work that some people don't want to do. We do some work that is considered extremely difficult. We do some work that when you kind of go home and think about it, it is mind-boggling in regards to some of the stuff that you have to go through in regards of making sure that people are safe. And you can have the debate of what do you really do as a safety person? Are you a coach? Are you an advisor? Are you somebody who's out there that's doing a lot of work? Or are you one of these people that are, you know, that is not doing much? And there's kind of just multiple things to take a look at it. But let's talk for a second, and let's talk about when the worst things possibly happen, because that's a subject matter to talk about. That's a subject to give some consideration to. When the worst incident happens inside of your workplace, who do people turn to? Well, most of the times, people turn to the safety department. And I'm talking about fatalities in particular. And it is a very dramatic event. It is a very emotional event. It will have a large impact on your organization. If you're a larger organization, it will have an impact at that particular level inside of where you're located. If you are at a portion where it's one of these places that you're a smaller company, it becomes very life-changing. And I'm not talking about because of the person that passed. I'm talking about the people that are still left there in regards of what's happening. Because, of course, I don't want to be sarcastic or anything during this time, because it's such an important aspect. But, of course, the person that passed away, the family life of the people that are left behind, everything's changed there. And as we talk about this subject, trying to do that whole aspect of the recovery. And when I talk about recovery, I'm talking about the people that are left at the plant. I'm talking about the people that are left inside of the organization. And how is that managed? And how is that handled? Because it becomes a very difficult, if anything, I will even go as far as saying an extremely difficult thing. Because people are going to look at what the organization is going to do. They're going to look at it as, how is the family that was left behind being treated? How are the people within the organization left behind that were treated? Now, I've been to locations during fatality investigations where the plants have closed down. I have been where the plants have closed down from anywhere from several weeks to just a day. And some places have even been hours in regards of how it actually works. So, with that being said, organizations and people inside of the organizations will look at what you are going to do and what is the recovery and the restoration inside of the organization and what occurs. So as I talk about this today, look at it and listen from a different standpoint. Recovery consists of how the people are going to be treated, what is going to be talked about. A retraining on how work is done is probably not the correct aspect of what needs to happen. Because I'm going to tell you, the more and more we talk about this and more we look at this, there has to be the understanding of the following. People are not going to put themselves in an aspect where if they are doing three steps and when they get to step two, they know that they're going to have a fatality inside of the organization, that they're going to not say, let's stop this and not move forward. So it's not that it's predictable. And keep in mind that sometimes some of these odd things that occur inside of these work sites are normally related to some of the best workers that you have. And sometimes people have a very hard time understanding that. They look back from an aspect and they go, that can't be. But now that's how it is. That's how we look at it and go, no, that's what occurs from time to time. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Keep that in mind as you're inside of your organization and you go, what does the recovery of the organization look like? What will be the plan of actions to be able to move forward? I want you to think about that. Because that is going to be an important aspect because everyone is watching on what you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you, there is no correct answer. I cannot sit here this morning and tell you, hey, this is the correct way of doing this. This is the incorrect way of doing this. The only thing that you can look at and go with is you have to make a determination on what is going to be best for what is going on with the personnel in the organization. And that is where the recovery needs to be set. That's something to look at.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com
SafetyTalk.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO, that's R-A-D-I-O, that's the code RADIO, for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Hey.
Rated R Safety Show, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this right here will be all right. Gabrielle Grace. Would like to thank Gabrielle for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You should give this song a little screamer emo action. Readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You know, I always like playing some different music, no doubt about that. You know, hey, it's different stuff, different strokes, different folks. That's the way that it goes, no doubt about it. So there you go. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on this lovely Wednesday, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about this, to write love on her arms. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about, TWLOHA.com. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. We want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right hand side and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, a plethora of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, that's just to name a few. Listen, TWLOHA.com is available 24 hours a week, 24 hours a week, listen to me, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's one of those things that I will tell you, I probably talk more about this website than even our website here, because it's so important to discuss. So there you go. There you go. Some things to talk about as we are talking. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about girls on grills. According to the cliche, the barbecue is an exclusive domain of a dude. Have you heard that before? And also a place where they do some of their best work. But it turns out that women are the unsung hero of the grills. According to a new poll, 2,000 men and women took part of this survey and said that, which showed that 53% of us believe that women don't get enough credit that they are due or the praise they deserve for the skills on the grill. Why is that? Well, I'd say that it's a stereotype. It's grilling is a guy's thing, but the majority of people, 53%, agreed that it's an outdated idea, and that 77% think that grilling should be just as common for women as it is for men. And by the way, the poll found that 84% of males and females agree that there's nothing better than a good grilled dinner in the summertime. Girls, this is a trap. Do not take the responsibility even once, or it'll be yours forever. Well, I know that at my place, it's the female who mans the grill. Sorry, bad choice of words. It's the woman who does the barbecuing by popular demand. So I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I look at it this way. Yeah, I think the dudes are tied into it, like sitcom wise, maybe TV show wise. But if somebody's doing their action on the grill, regardless of what you want to deem as action, however the food comes out, as long as it's good, that's the important part. It's not so much of, hey, this person did it, that person didn't do it, and all that kind of, all that jazz. It's important on the quality of the food, not the sex of the individual who's doing it. I mean, or am I looking at this incorrectly? How do you look at it? Because I would say that the food should be the most important aspect, if anything, not anything else. Nothing else should play a factor into that whole thing. I'm just saying, what do you think as we are talking? So there you go. Anyways, let's talk real quick about, did you know a Japanese company has developed an artificial intelligence filter that can detect angry screams and can translate it into a calm speech as a way of reducing stress experienced by a call center operators. The app consists of two stages, one in which the AI identifies angry voice and extracts key points of the speech, and a second one where it uses acoustic tools to transform it into a more neutral, even polite tone. To train the AI, SoftBank engineers had actors record common phrases, including screams, accusations, threats, demands of an apology. More than 10,000 pieces of voice data were used to train the AI filters. Increasingly, it doesn't change any of the words spoken by the person, but significantly softens the annotation. Is it even worse to be sworn by someone who sounds calm, rational, and in control? I mean, I don't know. When you start taking a listen or a look around of all the stuff that's being done via AI, yes, I'm going to say AI, it becomes very interesting on when we start taking a look at it, because I go, wow, where are we going in the world nowadays that you can take a look at this and go, am I supposed to be calm? And how calm am I supposed to be? It's a weird one. Just think about it in that particular fashion as we are talking. Let's talk real quick about some whack facts because we have some time for that. 35 years after leaving school, most people can still identify off their classroom. Workers perform declines by about 1% each degree that an office temperature varies, hotter or colder. That's about 72 Fahrenheit, just in case. Drinking wine before a meal makes you eat 25% more. Blue whales eat 500,000 calories in a mouthful. Earth is the farthest from the sun in July and the closest to the sun in January. Because people tend to carry devices in their back pocket, Samsung created a robotic bite to test the durability. There you go. That's not something you hear in conversation normally. A robotic bite. Yeah, I said it. You thought about it. And we're definitely talking about it as we are sitting here going through the whole thing. Anyway, so as we are hanging out, you know what we need to do? We need to bring in our friends, our colleagues, John Smalls. He needs to tell us about what the hell's going on inside of the Motivation Minute, because I have not heard Motivation Minute in quite some time, which would make me assume that you haven't either, unless you've been hanging out on the John and Heidi show. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's go ahead and get you started with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Donald. Rumi said, "I want to sing like the birds sing, not worrying about who hears or what they think." What a great quote. I kind of feel like I live my life this way most of the time. I've been caught in the middle of some silly things and been caught off guard. I remember one time I was trying to get a kite off the ground. I didn't have much room, so I was tossing it up in the air and running a short distance, and well, let's just say it didn't work out. But my wife recorded a video of me attempting this feat and of her mocking me for it. I laughed because I've done many more silly things than this in public for all to see. I was once the mascot for a radio station and my outfit was spandex. Yeah, I couldn't pull that off today. I mean, literally, I'd pretty sure it'd be stuck on me forever.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Do you love God simply for self's sake? For what you can get out of it? Or do you love God for God's sake? Because he is truly worthy to be worshipped and loved. Initially, almost everyone comes to God for what they can get out of the relationship. Only as we grow in grace do we learn to love God for his sake, because he is worthy to be loved. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." Lord Jesus, I truly want to love you because you're worthy to be loved. But I fear that I love you for what I can get out of it. Conform me to your very own image. Your holy name I pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
It's the
a show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, so who do you want to win? So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are hanging out. Currently 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Let's take a look around. Let's take a look at 1969 and one of the most powerful non-nuclear man-made explosions in history. The Soviet N-1 rocket fails to launch, crashes back to Earth, and destroys itself at its launch pad. During the night launch, a bolt was reportedly knocked into the oxygen pump, causing a massive explosion. By some accounts, the fireball was visible for 35 kilometers. The destruction took about 18 months to clean up and completely rebuild, dealing with a significant blow to the Russians that are already lagging into the space program. That happened back in 1969. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Cole Tucker turns 28, Kylie Morgan turns 29, Natalia Ramos 32, L. King 35, Mike Ryan 36, Olivia Munn turns 44 today, Andrea Barber turns 48, Patrick Wilson, 51. Julian Assange turns 53. Audra McDonald, 54. Thomas Gibson, 62. As well as Tom Cruise turns 62 today. And Kurt Ward Smith turns 81 today. So there you go. There's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Compliment Your Mirror Day, American Redneck Day, National Independent Beer Run Day, Disobedience Day, International Plastic Bag Free Day, National Stay Out of the Sun Day, good luck with that, National Chocolate Water Day, Water Wafer Day, Air Conditioning Appreciation Day, that's every day if I can, National Eat Your Beans Day, and National Fried Clam Day. So there you go. You can get all clammy-ammy if you want to do that. So whatsoever. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the biggest lie your parents told you as a child? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 10% of us are happy to admit that we've played this game while drunk. What is it? Mini golf. If you need a random joke for today, try this. I didn't realize I was supposed to know how to do everything by my second rodeo. That's still a very low number of rodeos. I mean, think about it real quick. That's pretty significant. No doubt about that. So there you go. So anyways, we don't get to hang out tomorrow. Let's talk about it. How do dogs could celebrate the 4th of July? A barbecue, having drinks with friends and telling the story of how they almost got the darn mailman, partying with no clothes on, being grilled and eaten, wrong kind of dog, following children and drunk people around waiting for them to drop some food, sleeping as much as possible, same as me, lighting up some barkles, pausing to reflect on the sacrifices of the brave people who helped them for the great Natty Squirrel. Eating and pooping at the same time on any other besides as they do in any other day, and then banning fireworks. I guess that would be the other portion. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for being the best part of Radio Big and Safety FM. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. He who blames other has a long way to go on his journey. He who blames himself is halfway there, and he who blames no one has arrived. So there you go. Some things to think about. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me on this lovely Wednesday. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If you stay on Safety FM, the likes of Sheldon Primus will come up and talk about the world of safety consulting. So the choices are yours for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.